News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Of course, another of the big issues facing this government is Brexit. And we are joined on the line by a man who knows a fair bit about this topic. To be fair, Iarr Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. Iarr Taoiseach, thanks indeed for joining us. Just before we get to the idea of a second referendum, reports today suggesting that Theresa May and her cabinet may come up with some kind of plan in the next 2 days. Are you optimistic that that will happen? Are you optimistic that her cabinet can get agreement?
Well, as I understanding what's happening, Shane, is that they have this term in the tunnel, which is the negotiating team or the negotiators on both sides. And apparently the negotiating teams, which are a bit removed from the British government, are fairly close to coming up with a set of proposals. Now, will those proposals take off or fly at all with the British cabinet, with the British Parliament? That's the big question. But I believe that we will see a set of proposals. Where they go after that, God knows. You would not be confident after Joe Johnson pulled out the other day, taking the opposing view to his brother Boris. So I think the negotiating team will put on the table as something that they believe is acceptable to them. But then the politicians have to get their hands on it. And I think nobody could be confident that they'll be able to carry that very far.
Okay, now, when you were in politics, you had a reputation for being a bit of a problem solver. So let's try and tease out, because there is a problem here, in terms of you have the cabinet split, you have the Conservative Party split. So let's say they don't get agreement. What happens next, and how potentially does that bring us to a second referendum?
Well, I think there is a big effort, you know, by a sizable number of people in the British Parliament and in the British public to try and force a second referendum. But we have to say, Shane, Jeremy Corbyn came out very much against that in the interview he did in The Spiegel the other day. Though last night, a fairly prominent Labour member came out saying the opposite. So the splits aren't all in the Tory party, so that complicates matters. Though I think at this stage, the second referendum is not going to be up in lights. It may come, but I don't think it'll come for some months. I think what's going to be the interesting bit this week, maybe tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, at the Commission, we'll see a set of proposals which the negotiating teams say, well, listen, we believe this is worth a go. The Commission probably on Wednesday morning will say whether they think that's good or not. Then we'll hear the various sides from the British Tory party giving their view. So I think by the end of the week, we'll see whether there's any proposals. Now, let's take it that there is. That'll lead, obviously, into the debate in the Cabinet and then into the Parliament. You couldn't be confident that that's going to get its way through. If it was, you'd probably see a late November or December summit. If you ask me, is that a likely possibility? It's probably a possibility, but its success rates you couldn't put very strong. If that all collapses into your question, I think we will drift over the winter months to a position of no Brexit. I find it hard to believe that the British government, the British Parliament, the European Commission, the European Parliament, that all of them will want to see that scenario. So I'd say there's a fair bit of water to flow under the bridge. And as you know, Shane, from your long experience covering these things, you know, the final hour, it keeps on moving. Mm. It was all meant to finish on the 31st of October. That was meant to be D-Day. And then we were meant to move into the various ratification processes. Now we're on the 12th of November and, you know, on we go. So I think on we go will be probably what will happen for the next number of weeks.
What about the DUP? Where are they in all this? Because it does look like Theresa May, at least, whatever better cabinet, have accepted that there will be the backstop to the backstop, that there will be a special treatment for Northern Ireland in terms of the if there isn't a proper agreement down the line between the EU and the UK on trade.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's correct. I think I hate these deals that get complicated. You know, you have a backstop, then you have a backstop and a backstop, and then you review, which is what they were talking about on Friday. Like, I think the more complicated you make an agreement, my long experience is, whether it be trade unions or Europe or in politics, that it unravels along the way. You're best off to make these things clear. You're best off to have clarification. And we seem to be drifting away from that. My concern all the time is that the British legal team, I'm not sure what the political team wants, but the British legal team have all the time been trying to push kind of Article 50, the withdrawal agreement, the future relationship all into one, and trying to bounce an agreement with the whole three of them together and say, well, this is where we're going. Now, I think there's a lot of dangers for that in us, because there is no guarantee whatsoever that Theresa May's position, let's just stick to her position because we're not sure what the cabinets are at stake, but her position is, if you move to a future relationship, there's no need for any backstop or no need for any special treatment in Northern Ireland. That's her position. But who says? How do we know that? And I think the big danger for Leo Varadkar is that by trying to mix all these things together, which is the one thing about the Brits is they're good on their legal teams and they're good on these kind of negotiations and they've huge backup. So I fear that. I think we need to be very careful that trying to believe the line that the future relationship will actually help our succeed. We don't know what the future relationship is, and we shouldn't agree anything about the future relationship until we see it. And we're not going to see that probably until next February. So I think we should keep away from letting anything roll into the future relationship at this stage.
Just very briefly, Taoiseach, how worried are you when you hear the Brexit Secretary say he hadn't realised how significant the Dover-Calais route was for Britain?
Well, listen, Shane, let's look back. That's just another little bit of what would worry you. Listen, Cameron was wrong to call the referendum. Cameron was wrong to... he set his own timescale for the referendum and he went a year earlier. Then they went into negotiations and they didn't really know where they were going with Article 50. Theresa May called Article 50 far too early before she did any negotiations. I mean, this has just been one thing after another. And the British are normally very good at these things, and I'd give them credit for that. But on this particular referendum, how they called it, how they handled it, how they're still proceeding through with it, has been one mitigated disaster after another.
Just very finally and briefly, to come back to where we started this interview, the idea of a second referendum. Just interpreting what you're saying, are you saying if and when that does happen, if it does come on the table, it'll be at the very end, almost because there is no other solution? Parliament can't get agreement, Cabinet can't get agreement, Labour can't get agreement. Is that the potential scenario?
That's what I'm saying, Shane. It's only the trapdoor, and that's how I see it. I think otherwise they'll try and avoid it. It may be otherwise if Corbyn and MacDonald had a different view, but they don't seem very enthusiastic about a second referendum as much as the Tories.